Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. We're going to turn now to our first group of interviews. Phi Angeline has brought in a few people from a Pacific Islands conference that's happening in Auckland, I think, shortly. And first of all, we're just going to talk to Marco for a minute, who is one of the organisers of the Te Hui Oranga o Te Moana Nui a Kiwa conference, which I'm reading off his shirt right now. Marco, can you tell us what the conference is about?
Kia ora, Aaron. Te Hui Oranga o Te Moana Nui a Kiwa is an initiative that was first started in the 1980s as part of the Nuclear Free and Independent Pacific Movement, and it really kind of gave this impetus to the peace movement at the time that was arguing for the cessation of French testing at Moruroa to also consider, you know, other issues in the region like independence for non-self-governing territories, military build-up, and other social injustices that were happening. We thought because there's these new threats to our ocean, things like AUKUS, the Fukushima waste discharge, geostrategic competition between the US and China, climate breakdown, steep sea mining, and so on and so forth, that we needed to revive this initiative for today. So that's why we've brought our lovely guests here.
Okay, so we're going to introduce the guests. We've got Billy from Kanaki in New Caledonia. Do you want to come up and say hello?
Hello, everyone.
And we've got Sheila from the Marianas.
Half a day. Happy to be here.
And Kainoa from Hawaii.
Ana aiki aloha, mahalo nui for having us.
So, Billy, should we start with you? Can you come and tell us about the issues that you're facing in New Caledonia? I guess most people in our country know that France has quite a lot of control, or certainly historical control, over New Caledonia, and you're part of the indigenous population.
That's right.
Over there, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, just tell us what's happening for you guys at the moment.
Okay. First of all, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity to speak here on the radio.
Yeah.
But especially thank you for the people of the land here, the Maori people who have supported us since the riots started in May in our country.
Yeah.
So we are a colonized country, colonized by the French since 1853. And what happened this year is that the French government wanted to push a modification, a project to modify the constitution to allow everyone in the country to vote in our internal election. So it did not pass with our people. So our youth started to put the roadblocks on the street. It was mainly because we started to feel that we will be in danger, and that the protection that we managed to have through our past accord on our cultural identity will be in danger with that modification of the law. So our youth have started the movement on the street, and we had some tension and confrontation with the police and the military army from France. So they sent, since June, 6,000 military people to bring back Republic order in the country. We have lost 13 people killed by the French military and the French militia, especially youth. So since then we are in tension with the French government in trying to protect our lives and protect our human right and indigenous right. So we are still fighting for our self-determination and for the decolonization of our country.
And what's your role in this?
So I'm working with the youth, especially.
Yeah.
So we have been trying to organize ourselves with the neighborhoods in the community, in trying to, first of all, the first issue that we faced was food supply. So we needed to organize food supply for our community in town.
Oh, wow.
Because most of the destruction that happened, we have lost like 700 businesses in town. 25 schools has been damaged or destroyed. So that's the equivalent of 80,000 children that has been now disturbed with their school.
Right.
So it was to try to organize our community back in our neighborhoods to bring safety first, and then food supply with the needy, like especially the elderly and the people who have lost their jobs.
So can I ask, what is the French government, what do you think they're trying to achieve by changing the constitutional setup?
Well, for the sake of democracy, they said one vote, one people. So yeah. In allowing, in trying to allow everyone in the country to vote, we have seen that we will be in danger with that.
This doesn't
with that project.
It doesn't work for.
It doesn't work
the
for
culture, the culture in New Caledonia of the indigenous people.
Because the last accord that we have in 98, they protect us with that. So it was only the people who was born before 98 who were allowed to vote in our internal election.
Yeah.
They wanted to modify that to allow everyone who just came like a few weeks ago to also participate in our internal election. And we have seen that with a lot of French and people coming in the country will be overnumbered.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I see.
So we will not be represented in those institutions in the country, like governments and parliament, our parliament, like this.
Would the indigenous population, would you prefer that the French government left? It's a fairly easy question, I guess.
That's what we are fighting.
That's what you're fighting for. Yeah. All right. Very simple. Yeah. That's the aim. Okay. I'm sorry. I've only got such a short time with you guys. Shall we talk with Kainoa next?
Ana aiki aloha, mahalo.
So you're from Hawaii. Which of the islands in Hawaii are you from?
So in Hawaii, I'm from the island of Oahu, which is the main island where Honolulu is.
Yes,
fortunate to be a part of the main island. From grown up on the windward side, though, so much more of a suburban, somewhat rural community. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess officially Hawaii is part of the United States of America.
Well, we would argue otherwise.
Depends what officially means, doesn't it?
Yeah, so as far as it concerns with, you know, some of our troubles in Hawaii is what's unique about, so I always say we're kingdom subjects, right? We're dedicated to the Hawaiian kingdom.
Yeah.
And in that acknowledgement, we recognize that there has been no legal means in which the United States has achieved any secession of our lands.
Okay.
So that's what makes the state of Hawaii unique. It's actually it's a trust entity, so it holds the land in trust to the Hawaiian people, which is kind of, and when we say Hawaiians, we're not talking about a race, we're talking about a nationality.
Yeah.
So because for us, even down to slavery, we outlawed slavery before the United States, so anybody about, I think it was 3 to 5 miles off our shores was immediately liberated, and you were entitled to be a part of our nation.
Okay.
Which was the Switzerland of the Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're coming to this conference, and you've all got, I think you guys have all got issues at home that you want to talk about. What are you bringing?
Yeah, as far as the things that I'm bringing, and you know, I'm still trying to weave it forward as we learn about the struggles that are unique here. But when we think about, I think the biggest thing is when we're thinking about self-determination, not only for ourselves in Hawaii, but we need to think about it collaboratively across the world.
Mm.
Because, you know, the issues that are happening, not only the threat of what a war would become the outcome for the planet, especially a nuclear one, when we think about China and the United States, as well as the other global superpowers, but when we also think about what that buildup is entailing, you know, the curtailing of some of our human rights, some of our environmental troubles, when we think about the unique place that I'm from, the increase of bombing and participation by other foreign nations to train their militaries in our islands that are contaminating our waters, detrimenting our oceans, and as well as the so much other buildup that's happening, you know, for us too. I come from an island where 893,000 residents, their drinking water has been contaminated by jet fuel. You know, there's all these consequences for what is the true cost of war that we all need to ask ourselves. And, you know, when we think about the Pacific, it's a third of the planet's surface. So, you know, it's not a small thing. And this is a blue planet. And I think the thing that at least I'm trying to bring is a reminiscent that all of our people, if we could live on atolls where, you know, the springs don't even exist, and we learned how to manage ourselves self-sufficiently and effectively, effectively? Can we take that lesson to how we govern this planet? Because for us, in our own indigenous perspective, we recognize that everything's interconnected. And, you know, as these things are, maybe it feels like it's impacting us in silos. But there are people who are looking at the world through this bigger lens of accomplishing world dominance through war, whether it's the United States or other superpowers. And what we're trying to say is that what the people of this planet truly want? Do we want to live through those costs? And you know, in my case for the Hawaiian Kingdom, when in the event as the United Nations in 2018 recognized we're under an estranged form of occupation, we have the potential to reinstate our government and really move forward with a 21st century democracy that makes us create something that can maybe make us all question what it means to live under a nation, what it means to be governed, and how that looks like. Because for us, we haven't governed ourselves since 1893. So we'd have to modernize fairly quickly, and we're in those discussions now.
Okay.
So, yeah, mahalo.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you for that, Kainoa. That's Kainoa from Hawaii. And we also want to talk to Sheila, who is from the Marianas. Welcome to the studio, Sheila.
I'm very, very happy to be here.
So can we just place the Marianas Islands in, which I also presume wasn't its original name?
It was not, yes. The Mariana Islands is north, so we come from the deep north. We are located right next to the Mariana Trench, the deepest point in our world's ocean. We're about 6,000 miles west of California. We're closer to Japan and China.
How close to Samoa? Because I've been to Samoa and to Tokelau, so if I can place...
Well, let's pull up a map, Aaron.
Is it off to the left of Samoa on the map?
We are north.
Okay, you're like the northern hemisphere.
Yes, yes we are.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're the northernmost Pacific Island nation.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
On our blue continent. And it's so... it's such an honor to be here. Our southernmost Pacific Island nation.
Yeah.
So bringing that connection together is... It's been such a wonderful experience, yes.
And are the Marianas, are they volcanic islands? Are they atolls?
We're a mix of limestone and volcanic.
Okay.
And we are made up of 15 islands. Guam is our sister island. And we've been politically separated for hundreds of years. But we are one of the 5 U.S. colonies, territories of the United States. And that includes the Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico.
So I've been to Samoa and American Samoa a long time ago, but the difference in American Samoa was very evident, the American influence on the culture and the life there. I presume the same in the Marianas?
It is the same. And you are also welcome to come and visit us in the Marianas so we can continue on your journey. And so we have been part of the United States as a colony since the 1970s, and right now we are experiencing a massive military buildup in the Mariana Islands. Our sister island of Guam is holding so much of the burden of national security for the United States on an island that's 30 miles long and about 12 miles wide, with a square mile of 212 square miles. We have all 5 of the military branches present on our sister island of Guam. That's the U.S. Air Force, the Marines, the Army, the National Guard, and the Navy.
Wow.
And so you can just imagine how heavy it feels.
It's basically one big American Army base,
Exactly.
Yeah, Armed Forces Base, isn't it?
Exactly. And right now in the Northern Marianas, we still have one of our sister islands, Farallon de Mendoniza. The indigenous name, her indigenous name is Nu'us, and she is still under a lease for training and testing and bombing from the United States. And so we're actively looking at that lease and keeping track of when we can have our sister island back. On the way here, I was actually on the airplane on my way here, and we passed by our sister island Nu'us, who is currently under this lease, currently being bombed by the U.S. And when they are actively bombing, we aren't allowed to come within a certain distance, of course, for safety. But many of us have never seen her.
So why are they bombing it?
For national security purposes.
That's such a non-art. That's all they're saying.
That is all they're telling us.
Do you have any ideas about are they practicing?
Oh yes, they're doing so many war games, so many training and testing. Okay. We have live fire ranges, we have open burn pit detonations, we have live sonar testing under our oceans, and it's the narrative that China is a threat and that the Marianas is in a strategic location because we are the closest American territory to
Asia. It's clear that it is a strategic location. Because the narrative in our media, the national media here, is mm-hmm. that China is a growing threat.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think, where you are? Who's the threat to you?
Well, we have a Chinese community in the Marianas. We love our Chinese restaurants and foods. We invite the Chinese to come and visit our home as tourists. And so there is a very big, blurry, confusing line of who the enemy is because of colonization and because of this relationship with the United States. Many people in our community feel like the United States is here to protect us. But then at the same time, they are actively destroying our environment and actively threatening our way of life. And so in 2015, they introduced and released an environmental impact statement that included dropping live bombs into our volcanoes, our active volcanoes. In this environmental impact statement, they described moving our coral reef, which is not possible.
That's a living organism.
It is. And so you can only, imagine the disconnect and disrespect for the indigenous people of the land. We just recently, a video was released about the U.S. Air Force reclaiming the old runway on our sister island of Tinian. On our sister island of Tinian, that's where the bombs took off to Hiroshima and Nagasaki during World War II.
Okay.
And so we have a very long history of militarization and participation in destruction. And so we do have a lot of work to do. I'm here as a co-founding member of Our Commonwealth 670. We are the active demilitarization group right now in the Northern Marianas. This is not a new issue. It's not a new movement for our community. We are just now the group that is active. But there have been many of our strong indigenous women of our community who have led this fight and led this movement. And many of them have passed. Many people in our community suffer from different types of cancers and diseases, and we are surrounded by so much toxicity and other threats, including climate change. We just received an announcement today that another typhoon is headed our way. Mm. I've been home for 8 years and we've had 3 super typhoons come through the Marianas. Japan,
so they're increasing
also,
in intensity.
They are. Yeah. And frequency. And frequency.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Japan is actively releasing nuclear waste into the ocean, and we're the closest to Japan. And so as a former politician, a recovering politician, and a community organizer and activist, I have a deep love for my home. We come from a beautiful place on this earth. We have so much to contribute and so much indigenous knowledge that can help guide the way towards solutions that can serve all of us. And so that's why I'm here. I'm so honored to be around such powerful people doing amazing work in their communities.
Okay. Well, look, I'm sorry I can't give you guys more time this morning, but I'm glad we could fit you in anyway and get a little feeling for. And you're just 3 of the many nations in the Pacific, and I imagine there's others that also have similar issues. Although where you guys are in the Marianas, that sounds like a real hot spot at the moment. For sure,
definitely. Yeah. But we are very happy to also have powerful people from, we have the Cook Islands, we have Tahiti, we have Fiji, we have West Papua with us.
They've been in the news. Well, look, thank you. We're just talking to Sheila, who's from the Marianas Islands. Marco, can you pop up so I can read your shirt again? They're all part of a conference, and Marco's one of the organizers. The shirt says, Te Hui Oranga, O Te Moana Nui Akiwa, which is a conference in Auckland starting tomorrow, is it? Starting Saturday. So look, I wish you guys luck. Good luck for the future and a successful conference as well.
Thank you. Saina maasi.